We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When I walk in a club, all eyes on me.
This is what we're talking about, Landfill. Properly celebrate.
Relax the rock.
Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Maryland made amazingly smooth. Shot. What's going to happen to Daniel Jones' body tomorrow?
Everybody.
What's going to happen to Saquon Barkley's body? Hit him and wrap him. Earlier this week, I got to talk to Jerron Payne. A lot going on with Jerron. Obviously, he's having a monster season. He's among the top vote getters at defensive tackle for the Pro Bowl in the NFC. And this weekend is the My Cause, My Cleats initiative by the NFL, where various players wear special cleats to try to raise money for charities they believe in. Those cleats then get auctioned off. If you're interested in a pair, you can find them. There's all sorts of websites. You can find them at thecommanders.com or go from there. Duran's wearing special cleats to support his mom. Really good conversation with Duran about slowing down Daniel Jones, how you attack read option, what the Pro Bowl would mean. Let's hear it now. Good to talk to Commanders D-tackle Jerron Payne. Big game coming up this weekend, going up to New York. If the playoffs started today, you guys are in. Unfortunately, they don't start today. You got a bunch more games left. What's the mindset going to the Meadowlands?
I know we got to play a bunch of football that means a lot to us right now, so hopefully we can just go out there, play to the end like we have been these last couple weeks and get us a win.
Does it help coming off the Atlanta win where they have a really multifaceted, good ground attack and then the Giants do also?
I feel like every team is their own team, though. Atlanta had their beast in New York. They got Saquon, back a healthy Saquon, and Daniel Jones, they a bunch of explosive guys. So we just got to contain them.
If they get running that kind of read option stuff with Daniel Jones where he's had some success, what's your role in those situations?
My role usually on plays like that be like playing a double team just because of that's the read I'm getting. So, but everybody has to play their part on that. So if you got hang coming off the end or if you got a miss, it's all everybody playing the defense.
Have you enjoyed going to New York over the years?
I mean, it's cool. It's fun. Not the best grass, but
what is up with that turf? Because I've seen that's like a thing around the league, and there's seams in it or something.
I don't know. It's just I know how it feels. That's all I know.
Two things specifically going on right now that I wanted to ask you about. Let's start with the My Cause, My Cleats, because I know you've got special cleats coming this weekend, supporting lupus research and the Kidney Foundation. Tell us, you know, how and why we landed here. Let's start with the Alabama Kidney Foundation.
Well, both of them, the Alabama Kidney Foundation and the Lupus Foundation of America, they I chose this because my mom, she has kidney failure and she also suffers from lupus. So I just teamed up with them to do these, and I know she appreciates it a bunch and everyone else.
Is that something she's dealt with a long time, your whole life? Like, are you used to this?
Yeah, most of my life she's been doing dialysis and doing all that stuff, coping in and out the doctor. So it's she's a real tough woman, and she's been fighting her whole life.
What does it mean that you're at a stage of your life where you can maybe raise some money, some awareness to help fight something she's been dealing with for so long?
I know, like, just being in the position, seeing my mom going hospital to hospital, dialysis, at-home dialysis, in-home dialysis. I know it's tough on the person and the family because it takes a lot out of that. And just being able to bring some light onto the situation and the cause, it just means a bunch.
What was it like for you growing up as a football player with your mom fighting that?
It was. I wouldn't say it was tough because she always made it happen for me. She always, if she had to do a dialysis, she'd get up early, like 4 o'clock in the morning, just to do it so she can be on the road with us for the rest of the day. So she always made her sacrifices just for me to go out there and do my thing.
Speaking of doing your thing, Pro Bowl voting starting to come out. You are among the top D tackles in the NFC. You and John. What would a Pro Bowl mean to you?
I mean a lot. It's definitely something that I'd love to have on a resume. You feel me? So I hope I get them votes.
You got to start like retweeting people or something. You got to start going for it on social media.
Got to.
You
got to
get the Bama fans. That's what you need. They're wild.
Yeah, I feel like they've been doing their thing though. That's probably why I'm on there.
You hoping you're gonna get there?
Yeah, definitely. All right. Make a couple more plays.
There you go. You know what would help? Big plays, Big Apple, big stage.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Deron, thanks for the time, man.
All good.
Deron Payne there. I enjoyed learning about his mom and her struggles and everything she did for him as a young man. But I wanted to ask you this, B, because I think Deron Payne and Terry McLaurin are really on the precipice of making that first Pro Bowl berth. John Allen got there last year. Mm-hmm. Tress has already been there. I think Tress has a really good chance of getting there. What does making the Pro Bowl mean as a player? Like, what's it like? What's it like getting close and then finally breaking through?
It's an unbelievable feeling. I think ultimately it's not necessary. And listen, all the votes matter, but ultimately players look at the fact that their peers voted them in. They look at more of the coaches that they play against and their peers. The other players around the league thought that much of you to vote on you to put you there. Because let's be real. Every year in almost every locker room, some people are voting for people just for the hell of it. Not necessarily because they believe in them, but because they don't want that guy to go, so they vote for somebody that don't have a chance in hell. But ultimately, the bulk of the guys vote on the guys who they truly respect and believe in. And when you make it to it, it feels good. Now, they change up how everything is, but when you get there with all of those guys at the certain level of their playing career, or they're at the pinnacle of it, you look around sometimes and you're in awe of saying, like, damn, I made it. I'm one of them. You know, because it's all the top players are there for the most part. And on those all-pro lists, Pro Bowl, those type of things, is when you don't settle, but you at least say, you know what? All that work is paying off. And for me, it made me go back and work harder. And I'm sure other people, you look at Terry and then Deron, the way that they work, they want to, but you don't stop. When you get there, you want to make sure you stay there. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You want people always discussing you when they talk about the best of the best.
Well, speaking of the best of the best, or at least somebody who has shown to be among the best of the best, Ron Rivera speaking to the media now, practice is over. And let's just do a quick poll. Put your phone down. Hopefully nobody has looked at it. Everybody put their phone down. Landfill, put your damn phone down.
We're not looking at nothing.
I mean, I know Jeff is probably looking at porn, but I don't know what Landfill's looking at.
Well, he's getting ready for
Jeff,
Exotica.
Jeff, you start. Do you know what Ron Rivera has said about Chase Young?
Chase will come back when he's ready to come back.
That's your guess?
That's my guess.
Landfill, what do you think? I assume, have you looked? Do you know?
No.
Okay, what do you think he has said?
He said that he's not going to play.
What are you looking at on your phone?
World Cup stuff.
Okay. That's why he's our soccer insider, B.
Yeah.
Brian Mitchell.
I think he's going to say he's going to go, and we'll have 2 weeks to work on it when he gets back.
You think he's saying that he's playing?
Yeah.
Jeff says he thinks he's not playing. Landfill says he doesn't say anything. Do I have that accurate?
I said he said he's not playing.
You said not playing. Jeff said he says nothing. Boys, buckle up. Jeff Walker's correct.
He's not playing?
He's not saying anything.
Okay.
Ron Rivera said, and I quote, speaking of Chase Young, the Commanders head coach, he had a good day. We're going to evaluate him on Sunday.
Okay.
The old non-update update.
I love it.
I mean, here's information we do have. Remember that the Benjamin St. Juice injury was no big deal?
Yep.
He's about to miss his second consecutive game.
But we should not.
And I think Daniel Jones is a better passer than Marcus Mariota.
We've been looking at that for a minute, though. Like, I think Ben, we see a lot of time when they say it's no, nothing, it's not a problem, and then it ends up being a problem. So I'm not shocked at that at all. Because Cole Holcomb was just a nothing. He's on IR now.
That minor foot thing. We'll get him checked out.
Yeah.
Benjamin St. Juice, again, will not play. Brian, sorry to tell you, Dax Milne won't be playing this weekend.
Oh, man, I'm so disappointed.
Also, Trey Turner will be out, which means Sam Cosmi, I believe this is right, at least in the pros, will get his first ever start at guard. A lot of people said they want to see Cosmi at guard. Well, you're gonna.
You're gonna see him.
Who's the big kid, D-tackle for the Giants? I'm blanking on his name. Lawrence went to USC, was drafted one pick after Brandon Scherff. Come on, guys. Mm-hmm. Come on, guys. Is that – it's tough because there's Tank Lawrence with Dallas.
It's not Tank.
Yeah, it's – no, so the – I'm sorry. I'm mixing up names. Dexter Lawrence is the D-tackle. He went to Wake. I'm mixing him up with Leonard Williams, who also plays for the Giants.
They got some big boys.
Yeah, they got some players on the inside there. So if Sam Cosmi can play, we're gonna find out quick.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio Gibson's status questionable,
and he didn't have an injury last week though.
No injury last week,
and
but he was injured this week. Missed practice.
Was he injured in practice? Did anybody ever say something about injured in practice, or did he come into practice already injured?
I know this.
Mm.
And, dude, maybe he just left his shoe in the trainer room, but he had a foot issue. And when he left the locker room yesterday, he only had one shoe on. And I was joking with him. I was like, dude, you forgot a shoe. He's like, yeah, it's in there, pointing at the trainer's room.
Mm.
Which, Brian, maybe he just left his shoe in there.
Probably.
Possible they were working on a special shoe for him or doing something to the shoe.
Possibly.
I am one of the most forgetful people on the planet. I rarely walk around with one shoe.
Nobody does.
Now, he wasn't leaving the building or anything. It was like, imagine walking from in a regular-sized house, not a mansion size like B, a regular-sized house. Imagine from having to walk to your kitchen to your living room. Like, that was the distance of one shoe.
Mm-hmm.
But interesting nonetheless. Ron says they'll know about Chase Young Sunday. I mean, they are taking this to the last possible second. How much of that is just kind of gamesmanship messing with the Giants?
A ton of it is.
I agree.
I think it's games, not just the Giants, also the media and the fans. Because we never said anything. We didn't tell you yay or nay. So whatever story you write, you're guessing. We didn't tell you anything. That's how it goes, man.
I know. I'm quite aware. If there's anything I'm aware of, it's the games being played when it comes to injuries. When we return, oh boy, we got a fun, what do we got? 80 minutes left?
About
1 o'clock, Ask B. Mitch Anything. 1:30, Jeff Ehrman joins us. Up next, we're going to plan Jeff Walker's Exotica itinerary for the weekend. Trust me, don't go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. One of the things I love about betting on the NFL is that I'm always finding new players or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. Perfect for Sunday's games. You can go with the quarterback over passing yards, running back anytime touchdown, over total points scored, whatever you want. Same game parlay is just one of the reasons why I bet with FanDuel. The other reason I love to bet FanDuel is they're easy to use. They have live betting. My friends use it. They have fast withdrawals when you win. FanDuel pays you your winnings fast. And every day, and they have great odds boosts and specials every day and some big super boosts on the weekend around the biggest local or national matchups. There's no feeling like nailing a same game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up today with promo code Brian for your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's promo code Brian. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old, the president of Virginia. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable free bet that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.